Hi, this is Andy here with the next in my series of voicemails to help you to get to grips with making that first telephone call. In the next few voicemail messages, I'm going to actually leave you the kind of words that I use with different sorts of people. Words that ensure you get a good reception, ensure you get a positive response. But before I actually start talking about the words, I want to go through again a bit of background on phoning. When I make a phone call, it takes a particular structure, and there are four stages in that structure. And the stages are quite simply, I'm going to greet the person that I'm speaking to. I'm then going to invite them to a one-to-one in the case of me making a phone call to a new prospect. The third stage is I'm going to handle any questions they may ask, and there are only three or perhaps four questions typically that people ask, and I will leave you voicemails on all of these questions later on in the series. And the next stage is I'm going to close to action. I'm going to agree with the person that I'm speaking to what the next step is. So a few thoughts around those four stages. This is for a very simple phone call. As we get into talking to people that we don't know quite so well, then we can add an additional stage into that, which is what we call a qualifying stage, where we do a little bit of a fact find. But when you're talking to people that you know, you don't need that stage. You just need four simple stages. So when we speak to somebody, we've already established in the last voicemail message I left that we need to know our objective. And our objective is to arrange to have a one-to-one meeting with the person. So we're clear about our objective. I'm going to also have in my mind where we're going to hold that one-to-one. And I would certainly always try and hold it on neutral territory. I either invite them to my house or I meet them for a cup of coffee somewhere. It's either the foyer of a hotel or a Starbucks, maybe something like that. I will never, ever go to their house. And the reason for that is I want them to be mentally prepared to listen to what I have to say. And if we go to their house, you're not in control of the environment. So the TV might be on, the kids might be running around, they might be listening to something on the radio, the dog will be running around. I don't know, there'll be all sorts of distractions. And so if I meet them somewhere else, none of those domestic distractions will exist. When I make the phone call, of course I'm going to greet them and I'm going to chat with them, but I'm going to try and get to the point quickly. I want to go through the courtesy of greeting them, but I don't want to prevaricate. I don't want to drag it out. I don't want it to seem like by the way, when I get to the point. It's much more important than that. I'm going to keep my message brief, you see, because if I've only got a limited amount of time in order to build my FLP business, I'm going to need to spend time on making 3, 4, maybe 5 phone calls an evening. So they can't be 20 minutes long. Each phone call is going to be 2 to 3 minutes, and that's all. And with that in mind, I'm going to give myself a get-out clause. Because if the person that I'm speaking to wants a huge amount of information over the telephone before they'll agree to come to a one-to-one, I'm going to park them. I'm going to tell them I don't really have enough time to go into detail over the telephone at the moment. I'm perfectly happy to. How about if I call you back next week and we can go through it in a little bit more detail? That get-out clause will enable me to keep the conversation brief and enable me to spend more time with the people who are open to meeting me and listening to what I have to say. When I speak to them, I'm going to be excited. Now, I'm not going to be crazily excited. How do you judge this? I'm going to be about 20% more excited than I would normally be with that person that I'm speaking to. I'm not going to make them worry about me. I wonder what I'm on. But I'm going to make it clear to them that this is something well worth listening to. So being excited by about 20% is a really important thing to remember. So when I greet them, I'm going to say hello. I'm going to have a little chat. How are they? Now, for some people, they may want you to get to the point straight away, and that's fine. The greet stage is sure to just have the courtesies of everyday conversation, but it's also to get them to warm to you. It's to get them to settle down and relax into the conversation. It's there so that they can start to concentrate on listening to you rather than what they were doing immediately before they picked up the phone. So it might be that we ask them a couple of questions. How are you? How's work? How's the kids? How are your holidays? Anything. Anything. Hairdresser questions, I call them. You know, the kind of questions that the hairdresser always asks when you sit in the chair. So it's just any kind of question, just to get them talking about themselves, to get them thinking about the conversation with you. And then I'm going to go on and invite them. I'm going to invite them to come and meet me. And I'm going to use a specific set of words. And those words are going to be scripted. Now, you might be thinking, oh, no, scripts. I don't like scripts. It always sounds fake. Well, here's the thing. Every single thing we say is a script of some kind or another, because every single word we use is a word that has been used before, and every single word has been used in association with all the other words we use. That's why we have something called grammar. It's the way words fit together. And the only reason it might sound false if you're using a script is because you haven't practiced it enough. So what we need to do is get a script and practice it. We need to practice getting our mouth round the words, and so that we go through the stage of where it feels clumsy and so it feels confident and natural. If you ever watch a really good dancer dancing, it looks the most natural thing in the world, but they have practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced so that it looks easy. The whole key to getting this right is to practice using the words. So I'm going to talk about the right words to use in the next few voicemails.